From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has ignored a demand from the ruling party that he step down by noon on Monday. Parliament is now expected to open impeachment proceedings against Mugabe on Tuesday, but that process could be long, complex, and unsuccessful. The VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg with reporting from Sebastian Mofu in Harare.
Lovemore Maduku teaches law at the University of Zimbabwe. He says impeachment can be very complex because it is meant to be more than just lawmakers voting out an unpopular leader by a two-thirds vote.
When we say an impeachment in the Zimbabwean context, it actually means a trial. You are accusing the president of something and then you want them tried for that. If you find them guilty of that thing that you have accused them of, you then dismiss them from being president. You can't do it in one day or in a few minutes or whatever. It takes several months to complete an impeachment.
Zimbabwe's constitution provides four grounds for impeaching a president: serious misconduct, failure to obey, uphold, or defend the constitution, willful violation of the constitution, or inability to perform the functions of the office because of physical or mental incapacity. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The United States will redesignate North Korea as a state sponsor of terrorism. It's a decision meant to put additional financial and diplomatic pressure on the totalitarian government. At the White House on Monday, President Trump said it should have happened years ago. He called the government in North Korea a murderous regime. North Korea will join Iran, Syria, and Sudan on the list. This is VOA News. If Kenya's Supreme Court ruled unanimously Monday that Uhuru Kenyatta did indeed win last month's presidential election, striking down arguments that the law was not followed in conducting the repeat poll. For VOA, correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Chief Justice David Maraga announced the decision following 3 days of hearings.
The presidential election of the 26th October is hereby upheld, as is the election of the third respondent.
The head of the court dismissed the two petitions filed by a former lawmaker and two human rights defenders. The October vote was a rerun of the August presidential election. Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner of the initial vote. But the Supreme Court ruled the result was invalid because of irregularities. After the ruling, some Kenyatta supporters took to the streets to celebrate the verdict. Protests and clashes broke out in pro-Odinga neighborhoods of Nairobi after the verdict. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Argentina's Navy says efforts to locate a submarine missing since last week have been stepped up by the putting together of a multinational team in the South Atlantic Ocean. A naval spokesman said Monday the search effort has been tripled, with ships and aircraft from at least 7 countries looking for the submarine ARA San Juan, which disappeared last Wednesday. The companies are Brazil, Chile, Uruguay, Peru, Britain, and, of course, the United States. The spokesman revealed that the submarine reported an undisclosed mechanical breakdown in its final communication. The Navy also said 7 signals detected Saturday were not attempted distress calls from the submarine, as been previously hoped. 8-meter-high waves and 74-kilometer-per-hour winds have negatively affected the search effort. U.S. visa cancellations could soon resume in 3 Russian cities. The TASS news agency quoted U.S. Ambassador John Huntsman as saying that on Monday. It said Huntsman said the visa interviews in the near future may be resumed at consulates in St. Petersburg, Yekaterinburg in the Urals, and Vladivostok in Russia's Far East. All the consulates in Russia, along with the embassy in Moscow, resumed processing of non-immigrant visas that did not require interviews on September 1st. That group included children up to age 13, people 80 and older, and those whose visas had expired within the last year. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.